Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria and Mahikeng 27. The South African police arrested two suspected drug mules at O.R. Tambo International Airport. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says a 24-year-old Brazilian man and a 51-year-old South African woman who had traveled on the same flight from Sao Paulo, Brazil, were intercepted by police upon their arrival this past Thursday. She says their arrest led to the seizure of cocaine valued at more than 1 million rand.
A medical examination confirmed that both suspects had ingested bullets suspected to contain cocaine. The process of releasing these substances is ongoing, and the final quantity and value of the seized drugs will be determined upon completion. In addition, we have discovered and confiscated more cocaine concealed inside the suspect's luggage.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta is calling on the Department of Basic Education to implement its anti-bullying policy as a matter of urgency. This is in order to curb the rising incidence of bullying in South Africa's schools. Makaneta says South Africa still has a long way to go, despite the Bill of Rights that is crucial to the constitutional democracy.
School safety remains a big challenge because of many learners and teachers who are stabbed or shot within schools. Lack of safety in schools undermines the basic right to life, which is essential for continued learning and teaching. If teachers and learners do not feel safe at school, there is no way we can have proper learning and teaching.
The former International Relations and Cooperation Minister, Naledi Pandor, has raised concerns over South Africa's position amid global power shifts. Speaking at Saltpluk University in Kimberley in the Northern Cape, she warned that the country is caught in the US's struggle for global dominance.
Those who have enjoyed influencing others to adopt their policy direction, when they see a shift away, they become extremely vicious in response. This is part of what South Africa is experiencing. We have seen a growing impatience towards South Africa's independence in foreign relations.
And no foul play is suspected in yesterday's fire at an electrical substation in London, which led to the complete closure of one of the world's busiest airports, Heathrow. It was only able to reopen 16 hours later, causing air traffic chaos worldwide. It is suggested that over 145,000 passengers may have been affected. More on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinard from myself and the rest of the news team. Good afternoon.
Bye bye, Anki Emil. Okay, you are listening to the CTM Top 40 coming to you live from Heronbridge College. Now, Heronbridge, we were here earlier and they gave us their war cry. And outside my van here, we have Stanford Lake College. They are ready for their war cry. Stanford Lake, are you here? Yeah! Are you ready? Are you ready, Stanford? Yeah! Are you going to be better than Heronbridge? Yeah! Okay, 3, 2, 1, go!
Stanford! Imame!
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 For the trees like!
Woo!
Honey passes like!
Woo!
We the best like!
Woo!
All day like!
Woo!
All night like!
Woo! 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 Woo!
Wow. Okay. I wish that you could be here to see that, because that was energy. Like, I haven't seen energy like that before. Stanford, good luck for all of your games. May you win and may the force be with you. More music you love as we count down your 40 biggest songs here on Jacaranda FM, coming to you live from Heronbridge College for their fourth annual Heronbridge Invitational. It is rugby. It is hockey. It is...